And that should do it. 5 seconds on the clock. Officials will wind it up. And that will finish the ball game. So the final score today, Bemidji State Beavers 38, St. Cloud Huskies 14.
For whatever reasons, we have a lot of confidence playing against St. Cloud. We've had their number a little bit. I think that was the best that we've played in all three phases, offense, defense, and special teams. I thought, honestly, special teams was pretty dominant on our side. Jake punted well. We had good returns, even though we had a couple penalties there. But overall, the coverage teams did a good job. So Emmett played well on offense. Defense really did well in the first half. Really, they played pretty well. We gave up a couple big plays at the end, you know, with some backups in. But overall, pretty happy with the day.
The Bemidji State Beavers righted the ship on Saturday with that big win over St. Cloud State. Sophomore quarterback Emmett Enright was one of the offensive stars. For his part, he gave credit to his teammates.
I think it comes down to our, you know, game plan and the execution. I think the execution was pretty good all game. And then it comes down to, like, the blocking. You know, those guys up front, the big guys up front, really played well. Receivers got open. When you kind of hit a couple passes in a row, things kind of start to flow, and it's a good sign as a quarterback. Just the way we've been executing has been, you know, it's a good sign, especially, you know, towards the tail end of the season. You know, we're not slowing down. We're kind of picking it up right now.
The Bemidji State defense held the Huskies to only 40 yards rushing on the day. Sophomore linebacker Zolly Kaplan knows it begins up front.
Especially me, being on the D-line, we have a lot of pride up front because we know it starts in the trenches. And if you look at our defensive stats the whole season, we're really confident starting the run.
So, head coach Brent Bolte, which was more important, your fifth straight win over St. Cloud State or sending the seniors out with a win?
Yeah, it was fun to, you know, get the fifth straight, but more importantly, send those seniors out the right way. No one really has an idea how much time and effort these kids put in. And the coaches, too. I really want to say thanks to those guys. They work hard.
This week, the Beavers take to the road with a chance to bring the axe back to Bemidji.
Trophies. Trophies.
Zolly Kaplan knows the Dragons like to throw the ball.
We know Moorhead's going to air it out, so hopefully we can get after those sacks we've been coming for the past few weeks and get after our DBs can get a bunch of takeaways that we've been hoping for.
Trophies. Trophies.
Emmett Enright says it'll be a tough game in Moorhead today.
They're a good team. They're like us. You know, a lot of recruits either go there or here. So they have a solid defense, solid D-line, solid secondary. So it'll be a challenge, but, you know, we're always ready for it. You know, I think our game plan this week will be solid enough to go into Moorhead and feel confident. You know, getting that axe back, kind of controlling this rivalry, is what we're striving to do on Saturday.
Trophies. Trophies.
It's the Bemidji State Beavers and the Minnesota State Moorhead Dragons for the Battle Axe Trophy coming up next on the Beaver Radio Network.